This is CliffCentral.com.
All right. Well, we have a very special birthday today. George Meany from Auto Trader is here with us. He, along with Tyron and Chad and the rest of the team, are the hosts of Auto Central. And this morning, he is celebrating a birthday. And we thought we'd get him in here, and it gives me an excuse to actually tell his story and to get him to tell his story and to share some of the amazing things that he has done. And you're not, you're young. You're what? You're 35 now.
Wow, thanks, Gareth. That is the best thing I've heard all morning.
Happy birthday, man.
Thank you, thank you. Yeah. But no, it's for 43.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, there's hope for me. If I could look, if I could look as young and fresh and new as him, I might be all right. So listen, really, George, I had an ulterior motive, because what Auto Trader has done in the last couple of years is really revolutionary. You know, we're talking to Ron about these cryptocurrencies, and we talk to Rich every Monday about what's going on in tech and in the world and how things have changed. And you guys were ahead of the curve in so many ways when you decided to do some of the things you've done. And just earlier this year, you went and canned all the print versions of what you do, and you've gone online only, digital. You managed to spearhead that transition. You also led the successful takeover of Auto Trader in South Africa from the original UK company. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of stuff that's worth talking about here.
Yeah, I mean, I think if we didn't see the writing on the wall back in about 2007, we would have gone down the same road as Auto Trader Australia. They shut their doors last year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did they just keep doing things the same way they always did?
They just never evolved.
Wow.
And, it was a sad, sad day. They were looking to flog the business, and then eventually nobody wanted it.
Wow. How did that huge chasm develop between what you were doing and what they were doing?
Their country was a little bit different in that car sales, which is the big listings business in Australia, they owned a dealer management system, which is the same as the likes of Automate in South Africa, mm-hmm. which is like the accounting system in dealerships today. In their back end, they account for their stock and they do all the capturing of their floor and stuff. And this dealer management system software company actually saw the writing on the wall and thought, well, we're in the back of the dealers anyway. Let's go head to head with the listings businesses. So
they pulled the carpet out from under them.
It's the only story in the world of a dealer management system actually doing that.
Huh. And well, they were smart enough to do it. Congratulations to them.
Absolutely.
So Auto Trader is South Africa's largest online motoring platform. It's at the center of the automotive digital revolution and currently a 70% market share in South African automobile sellers. 185 million in digital revenue. That's unbelievable. These figures are huge. And you used to sell 108,000 copies of your magazine every month.
Well, the revenue is north of that, but that's only the digital revenue.
Sure.
Because we've still got the truck magazine that we run, and the farmers and stuff haven't.
Are you giving the farmers and the truckers a little bit of time?
A little bit of time to catch up. So they're going to get there still.
They're not going online and using their mobile phone to check these things.
They're starting, and the funny thing is we've got a couple of people in the business that love traveling to these farms and looking at tractors and stuff. And the farmers are starting to use their smartphones. And the only barrier to these farmers is the 3G signal. That's the only problem.
So they have to find some other way of connecting. Yeah. Well, one day they'll also get fiber one day.
Exactly.
I just have to take it over millions of miles.
So that's the car side of the business. The car side of the business has changed the most in the last 10 years.
So 2013 was an interesting year. I want you to tell me about that, because that was when you guys took over the company from the UK holding company, which was a very brave move. And those kinds of things can sometimes be nerve-wracking and expensive and dangerous, and you could end up coming out looking like an idiot and having nothing.
Yeah.
And sometimes you have to do everything to start the business again. Sometimes you need massive cash injections. I mean, what were you thinking when all of this was going on?
Well, pre-2013, we had the big daddy Auto Trader UK, which if you look into their history, they are absolutely the market leader, and a lot of our technology was built by them at the time, and we would plagiarize that technology between 2007 and 2013, and we would change it for the South African market. And once we had changed it for the South African market, we would then deploy it, but it would run on their servers, and their developers would build the technology. So you're absolutely right. Severing from the UK business was a monstrosity of a move, because we suddenly had to build a development team, we had to build a technology stack, we had to do all the stuff we hadn't been doing forever.
And we're talking about a huge amount of data. I mean, we're talking about thousands of pages then of car ads, effectively. Each of them has information, each of them has pictures, each of them has dealer details, each of them has seller details, each of them has buyer issues. There's, I mean, it's not like you're just transferring, you know, your documents folder on your computer from one computer to another.
No, our servers process about 17 million searches a month. So that's people searching make, model, variant, and price range, or whatever the case may be, about 17, 18 million a month. And the site opens up about 50 to 55 million pages a month at the moment. And that's just the car side. The truck side is coming.
Okay, so when you did, when you made the decision that you were going to sever ties with the UK company, and you were going to do it all here in-house, and you were going to run it here, what are the first steps? And did people say to you, "Oh, shame, you know, it was nice knowing you. You're now going to have to go and find a box on the corner of Oxford Road to go and stand on and beg from"?
No.
What happened?
The trick at the time, I think, was to keep those relationships going. Right. And, you know, business may be about technology, and it may be about doing all the wonderful things, but at the end of the day, it still boils down to human relationships. And we, to this day, have kept our relationship with the UK company. As a matter of fact, over the years, we've built strong relationships with Autotrader.com in America and Autotrader in car sales in Australia. So relationships are important, and we kept that relationship with our ex-parent.
And obviously, then you by making the business super local in terms of South Africa, you can do so much more with it, right?
And, well, we can move quicker.
Yeah, and you're on the scene when things need to be done.
Exactly.
Are you, when you look back on it now, are you kind of proud or sort of slightly relieved that it all went that way? Or is it something that you just say, well, this had to be done, and I had a great team of people to help me do it, so I wasn't on my own, and we managed to pull it off, and now it's working beautifully? Because it really is. I mean, it's to have the kind of market share that you guys have is spectacular.
So I think the last thing you said there was important, is the team.
Yeah.
And the team that surrounds me, have most of them, 95% of them, have been with me for almost a decade. Some of them more than a decade. So that is vital. Without them, I'd never been able to sit and even contemplate a move like that, because I don't know if the business would have survived in its current form without a parent company. So the team was vitally important to making these kinds of moves. So looking back on it, yes, you have a certain sense of relief, because you can plan the future as much as you like. You just don't know what it's going to yield.
I just see you on the cover of Entrepreneurship magazine or something.
Yeah, it was August issue.
Oh, nicely
August
done.
Cover star.
There we go. That's nice. That's a good birthday present.
Got a funny story, but I mean,
tell me?
you probably experience this all the time. But I'm standing in our local spa, and the magazine had just hit the shelf, and I hadn't had a copy yet, so I grabbed a copy off the shelf, and I get to the till, and this cashier, I turned the magazine upside down, because it feels weird. So anyway, she scans the magazine, doesn't take notice of anything, a couple of other things in the basket, goes on to the till packer. The till packer looks at this magazine, looks at me, looks at the magazine. Is this you? Yes. All of the we got a celebrity.
Yes.
I said, keep it down.
Yeah, that's very embarrassing. Tell us where you're actually from, like how this whole story started for you, because you didn't just begin with Auto Trader. You have a life that goes on outside of that and around it too. But where were you from? Where were you born?
I was born in Cape Town. So you were talking about Cape Town this morning.
Yeah.
I was born in Cape Town. My family are, most of them are down there still. And then we moved to Joburg when I was in my early teens.
Uh-huh.
And you know, that's where I finished my schooling.
Now, normally when someone gets into a business like yours, it's because they have a passion for the things that they are selling, in this case. Is that the case for you? Are you like a massive petrol head? And were you always, were you a kid who just could not stop looking at cars and that was all you dreamt of?
I've always loved cars. So I love cars. My current passion is electric cars. When Tesla comes into the country and
you're going to buy one,
I can afford it, that's going to be my next car.
I've heard you going on about this on the Auto Central show so many times. Aren't you worried though about infrastructure in South Africa for charging and for that kind of, because you know we so many people are going to, I mean, we've got petrol stations that sometimes don't have petrol. Doesn't it make you worried that you'll get in your electric car and you'll just break down somewhere because there's nowhere for you to charge?
Well, I think unless there's load shedding. I mean, if I think about my commute to the office, it's not very far. And that thing can do 200 miles on a charge. So my commute to the office is 30 Ks.
But you also fly?
Yes, I do.
And you fall off bikes every now and then?
Stupidly. Yes.
Motorbikes or
no, bicycles. Yeah, so I fell off my bicycle about 10 weeks ago. Stupid, popped a wheelie and had cleats attached to my feet and went over backwards and hurt my arm. But it's fine now.
But quite badly.
Yeah, it was bad. It was about a 10-week healing process.
He couldn't lift his arms like John McCain for a little while.
Exactly.
So you like all kinds of modes of transport, all kinds of vehicles.
Yeah. 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 But more than that, I think, you know, Auto Trader is less about the cars themselves and more about the thing that sits behind the car. And there's always a reason people want to trade something. And that reason isn't apparent. They're not going to tell you, you know, if you've got a surfboard that you can't fit on top of your Beetle and you need to change your car and you need to put it on top of a minibus. Then that's a real reason to buy or sell a car. And, you know, on the website's header, you'll see the Trusted Motoring Marketplace. And we really believe that it's those deeper reasons we're in business rather than the buying and selling of cars, trucks, motorbikes. That is the enabler of something deeper.
Yeah, but at the same time, it's about the people.
Yes.
Right? And the people that you guys have, and you've got this team, and we get to hear you guys every week with the Auto Central show, and Tyron's one of them, and Chad's another. These people are major petrol heads.
Absolutely. You need those. I mean, you need them, absolutely.
I don't think Tyron thinks about other humans more than he thinks about Huh? How are you, man?
No, I'm fine. Yourself, Gareth.
Cool.
Good. Well, to be completely honest, I'm actually the opposite of that. So I've always enjoyed cars, but I don't really focus on what's under the hood. For me, it's about how it looks. So I'm quite superficial like that. If the car looks good.
But most car fans are. Very few of them are actually interested in the engineering.
Yeah.
Huh?
So it's really about the look. And I'm more into the classics than the kind of
I'm different. I like the technology
exactly,
in the car.
Exactly,
yes. Not the engine so much.
Electric cars have excited me. And
what kind of a bus is George?
George is he's quite a cool boss, to be honest. He's very approachable. He's easy to get along with. I think he's a really, really good leader in terms of how he articulates how he wants things done. And he really is a nice person to work with. I think a lot of us in the office, he's George. You know, it's not like yes sir, no sir, three bags full sir. You know, you can have a conversation with George and he's happy. I think he's happier when you kind of don't agree with him and you try and, you know, elaborate on your point and where you're coming from. And I think he's a good listener as well. So, you know, it's nice to work with George.
What a dream. We can't say the same about this one.
No.
No, I'm joking.
Outrageous.
jokes.
And how long have you been at Auto Trader?
So my story with Auto Trader is quite a long one, actually. I worked with the brand for about 8 years on the advertising side. Mm-hmm. I call it the longest interview of my life. But
you worked for an agency,
yeah.
So
yeah, and on the, obviously on the Auto Trader account. But yeah, I've been with Auto Trader now just shy of a year and a half.
And being part of this whole digital revolution and changing that whole thing, it must be exciting to see that in action.
It really is exciting. I mean, I absolutely love what I do. I think at the end of the day, for us as marketers, it's about the consumer and understanding that human being and what makes them tick. And with a brand like Auto Trader, everybody needs a mode of transport. So we've always got a market, and that market's always changing, and it's an ever-changing universe, which is really, really nice. So we have to keep, you know, we're on our toes all the time.
Have you ever flown with George?
No, not yet.
Would you take your life in your hands and try that?
I would.
You would?
Yeah.
What do you fly, George?
So I've got two aircraft. I started off with Microlights, which is, some people refer to it as a Samusis with an engine.
But hang on, Microlights, have you ever tried those gyro things?
I have actually flown in it a few times because a couple of my friends have got them. That's a hell of a lot of fun. It is less susceptible to the wind because the blades cut through the air. So yeah. It's a lot less susceptible to through the wind. So if you don't like bumps in the sky, the gyro is probably the way to go. But it's the same sort of sense of flight. So I started off with Microlights. And then a couple of years later, I tried to start flying and then, you know, successfully got my conversion license, a fixed-wing aeroplane, which is a lot more busy in the cockpit. It's a two-seater little fixed-wing. It actually gets manufactured in South Africa. It's called a Rainbow Cheetah. They've changed the name of the company now to Bushcat. Most of their sales are in America, but the aeroplane gets manufactured in Springs, at the Springs Airport.
And you fly it often? Do you get a chance to go?
About twice a month.
Okay.
I don't get to fly that often, but I try and go and fly about twice a month. The Microlight's still the most exciting thing to fly.
Really? Is that just because you're out in the
open?
Yeah, and all the dimensions are, you know, within your control.
And it's slower. So the Microlight does about 100 k's an hour, and so you're doing a lot slower speed.
You can take it all in.
It's open cockpit, whereas the fixed wing is fast. You know, you're doing 160, 180 k's an hour, and if you have to land it, it's a serious busy cockpit.
Yeah, you have to make sure you land it in a place. You can't just land anywhere.
Yes, whereas with a Microlight you can. You know, you can land it in 150 meters, and it's fine. So you can land on the road if something goes wrong.
What, like on the N1? I don't understand.
KFC drive.
Don't try that.
Don't understand.
A KFC drive-through.
Probably work.
What is the because I know this question must irritate you. But people want to know, you know, if you're the CEO of Auto Trader, what car you drive, and do you change them up? Do you regularly?
So I'm probably perceptually the visual epitome of the opposite of an electric car because I've had two V8s in a row.
Oh my god!
So I need to change that. But I love V8s, and I think the current V8s that are being produced are probably the last of their kind. And they're not gonna be produced except for, you know, like,
so it's like riding a mammoth.
Yeah.
You're riding a mammoth into the sunset knowing those mammoths are the last ones of their kind.
Exactly.
So what is it? What kind of V8?
A Jeep.
Oh, very nice. Yeah. Okay.
I like SUVs. So
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, and family. It helps to have that for family.
Yes.
You need to have space in the back.
Exactly.
I may only have a dog at this stage, but it takes up the whole back seat. He thinks he's in charge of the world. So what are we doing to celebrate your birthday?
Well, I'm taking my family out for dinner tonight. And other than that, at 43, you don't really do, you know, big parties anymore, I suppose.
Do you feel like 9/11 ruined your birthday?
You know, it's a really good question because I remember where I was, I remember what I was doing, and I remember the phone call stopped on 9/11.
Yeah, everybody stopped thinking of your birthday, and they were like, George be damned, there's a huge terrorist attack in New York City.
And, you know, back then birthdays were important to you, so now they're not so important.
Now, are you still blogging? Because there's georgemeany.co.za, and there's also the talks that you do from time to time. In fact, you were recently interviewed on Was it on TV? I saw you.
Yeah, I've been on the Espresso show, been on a couple of shows, being interviewed. But yeah, I love my blog. I think it's only right that if I'm a technology person and I lead a technology company, that I'm actually personally involved in the technology side of the world, and it gives me a platform to say stuff.
Do you, like Ben does, love drones?
Oh, I have a drone. Yes.
What kind of drone have we got?
DJI.
Yeah.
But
Phantom?
I've got the Phantom, yeah.
Yeah. Four?
Phantom 3 Advanced. Okay. What have you got, the four?
I've got the Mavic.
The Mavic.
Have you crashed it?
No, I haven't, but I almost lost it. So.
How did that happen? Okay. What?
I didn't realize that with a drone, if there's a built-up area, it loses signal a lot easier than in a non-built-up area. And I think I went a little bit too high, and it lost its signal.
So what happens? Does it just drop down?
So first of all, it lost signal. So, big beeping on the screen and whatnot. And it's got the home feature. So the drone will come home by itself. So on its way home, it gained signal again. But then it was in what's called manual mode. I don't know what the technical term for that.
So in other words, it's not going to just do the automatic coming home. Now you have to guide it home.
Well,
and your battery's dropping down.
The battery's dropping down, and you have to physically fly it. Whereas normally you can switch on the beginner mode, which then makes it not susceptible to wind and it doesn't drift. And whereas in manual mode, you have to counter the wind, the wind conditions and stuff. So it was scary. I was watching this thing until it got home, and then I didn't fly it for a week.
Yeah, you say it's a technology company, and that I find interesting because that is exactly right. But it does mean that you're no longer in the business of, because when we used to think about the sort of business that you're in, advertising, selling of cars, that's almost incidental. Hmm. Do you think there's a possibility that one day in the future you guys will be selling all kinds of other stuff that has nothing to do with cars? Your portal will just become a trusted place for people to trade on.
I don't think so. I think there's lots of elements of the car buying process that has not yet moved online. The search and research part of buying a car has now properly moved online, which is what we've driven over the last 10 years. But the things like finance, buying of insurance, calculating your repayments, all of those things haven't moved online yet. And I think those advents have to happen before anything of that nature. Plus, there are other companies that do that, and the likes of OLX and that sell anything and everything. So there are players in the market that do those things. Takealot.com, for instance.
Mubs, do you when you think you just bought a car a little while ago, do you go online and look at it up? Take pictures of it there first, and go and see the interiors, and go and find out what the calculator is going to throw out for your monthly repayments and all that kind of stuff. You go online?
Oh yeah, I absolutely went online before I bought the car. I was on there literally every day, just comparing different models, and yeah, you have to. That's part of your research.
Mm. Sierra's only ever had one car. It's a wheelbarrow with a lawnmower engine.
Oh, how about you? I mean, it is his first purchase, so
he brings it to work. Sometimes he leaves very, very early.
You know what?
I have to wind it up first.
The picture I had in my mind was these guys that do a really hard job in collecting plastic and
yes, aye guys,
the ones who and then they ski down the road on those things.
That's the picture.
Have you ever
seen that? No, have you? There was a clip. I don't know if it was my mate who took the video, whatever it was, but he's literally driving at 70 k's an hour next to one of these oaks going down the hill, and this guy was just sitting full up. He had two of those big white bags on the back of his and he was just no helmet, nothing, just cruising.
You have to be really, really brave and or stupid to do that, because those guys move fast.
They do move fast.
I saw them on the highway the other day when I climbed on
They must be some of the fittest people in the city.
Oh, for
because
sure.
If you think about it, they're hauling those heavy loads up and down. There's no...
Must be lucky for them when they see a downhill though, after a long uphill.
Long, exactly, yeah.
They're like, whoa, it's time for the fun part of my day. Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah. All right, so you've got some family stuff planned for the day today.
Yeah.
We're going to have a brand new Auto Central show a little bit later on this morning.
No, it's next week
because it's every second week. And we'll also have, I'm sure, plenty of exciting stuff on the way. But I'm just delighted that we could spend your birthday and celebrate a little bit with you here this morning.
Thank you.
Find out a little bit more about you. And no more bike accidents, please.
No. No, so no more wheelies.
No more dangerous modes of transport.
No.
Do you have boats?
No, I don't have a boat, actually.
Uh-oh, you planted a seed in his head now. Actually.
Do you have a train?
No, no, I don't have a train.
Okay, no train. Motorbike?
No, no, actually.
Never really been into that?
We did a series the other day teaching myself and Chad how to ride a
rookie
motorbike.
Rookie riders,
yeah. So that was fun.
Mm. Are you
a
pretty good driver?
Yeah, I'm a calm driver. You wouldn't say I drive a V8. I don't use it as much as I suppose other people would.
That's
use
understated.
It.
Understated. I like that.
Mm. Yeah.
So you're not one of those people who's revving at the robot, like yeah.
No.
Like,
no.
Hey, but everyone, look at me.
If I need to get past a car, it's useful.
But that's what it's there for, isn't it? It's,
helicopters?
No, but I'd like to. I'd like to get into gyros.
Fun to do. Gyros. That sounds like so much fun. I saw a video that a friend of my dad's made. He flew through Namibia on one of these things. It was just beautiful. And you're really close to the ground.
Yeah.
And you could see stuff, and it's like an adventure. And they all stop together, and they like. Tie up their stuff and they camp there for the night or whatever. It seems like a whole...
Because you can take off vertically in those things, eh?
Not in a gyro. You need a bit of a runway, but the takeoff roll is very short and the landing is even shorter. So it pips the microlite big time in terms of landing and takeoff. Yeah. And the nicest thing about a gyro is the variable speed. You can fly really slowly. But I mean really slowly, or you can fly very fast. So
that's great.
Sounds like fun.
I think when you're ready to do that, just tell me. Maybe I'll come and do it as well. It sounds like fun. All right. Always good to catch up with you, George.
Thanks,
happy birthday. Tyron, we'll catch up with you next week.
Thank you very much.
Fantastic. And please, don't let him work too hard today.
No, won't. We've got a couple of things planned for
give
him,
like, the half day off or, like, at least a nice cake or something.
All right, fantastic. All right, should awesome. I think on George's birthday, the rest of the staff should have the day off.
That makes sense. That makes sense to me.
My wife woke me up with a chocolate cake this morning. Mm. I couldn't even count the candles, but it lit the room up.
Gigantic fire. Someone got a fire extinguisher because there were so many. All right, George, thank you so much, though, and well done. The cover of Entrepreneurship Magazine this month, right?
Last month.
It was last month, August.
It's probably still on the shelves. I'm sure you could still get it. Mm. And don't miss Auto Central right here on cliffcentral.com and always go to autotrader.co.za like my buddy does when she's buying a new car. Everybody knows how to do it and they are the most trusted people in South Africa when it comes to it. Well done on everything that you've achieved there too.
Thank you, Gareth.
I'm sure we're only just getting started.
Yep.
Very good.
This is cliffcentral.com.